People play the video game, they thought, because the time I can really control, I got the full control of my own time. I grab the eternity.
在玩这个电动玩具的人呢, 他也是在想说, 他能够控制这个, 他可以永远能够控制他这个电动玩具。
And husband and wife try to build a very warm home or family because they want to build a paradise. Because paradise is hopefully is forever.
夫妻呢，愿很想建立一个很温暖的家庭，也是希望他是不是可以建立一个好像这个永久的这个乐园。
So actually, all these activities try to point to one thing is everyone. Doesn't matter you believe in God or not, you are seeking for eternity.
所有的这些事情呢，不管你是不是信神的， 这个所有事情都回归到你在寻求一个永恒的事情。
That's why John answered, a man can receive only what is given him from heaven.
这就为什么约翰他对他的门徒回答说， 那个 若不是从天赐的，人就不能得什么。And
that is the answer to today.
这是对我们今天这个世界上的很多的问题的回答。We
try to grab so many and so much, but later we found that we receive nothing.
今天我们很多人都很想去抓住很多。 很多东西，我们想能够牢牢的去抓住，但是结果呢？最后我们什么都没有。It's
pretty much like we use our hand to grasp water.
就好像我们用手去抓水一样。We
can put our hands into the ocean, try to grasp everything, but after we open our hands, and we found nothing left.
当我们手伸到水里面去，要去想把每一所有的都抓起来，但是我们等到我们手张开的时候，我们发现我们手里面什么都没有。Why
is that? It's because whatever we really grab is not from heaven, not from above.
为什么呢？因为我们手里去抓的这些东西呢，都不是从天上来的，不是属天的。We
knew a lady opened a restaurant in Lake Forest.
我们知道，有一位女士在 Lake Forest 开了一个餐馆。At
the beginning of the business, she got a bright hope and plan.
在开始的时候，她希望她的能够生意做得很好。Because
she was the waitress in the restaurant.
她也做这个女士，在这个餐馆里面做女士。So
she observed how to really cut the cost. To make the profit. 他能够知道怎么样的节省开支，能够赚更多的钱。 She also tried to learn how to please the customers, the clients.
他也学习希望能够讨好这个客户。
And she was so excited about the business can be growing and growing, and so she may even hire more cook and maybe even to expand the restaurant.
他看到这个生意越来越好，他非常高兴，他也就需要去再聘请更多的厨子。But
the results didn't go that direction.
但是呢，结果呢，
the business was not good at all.
结果呢，这个事实完全跟他希望的不一样，生意非常不好。She
was exhausted and ill.
她累得不得了，而且还生病。And
she blamed that. Her children didn't come to help her.
她的小孩也来帮她。She
even missed church.
她教堂也没有去了。Without
any rejoice inside.
她心里没有任何欢愉。Why
is that?
为什么呢?
Whatever she has done, nothing, nothing coming from above.
因为她所做的一切呢，都不是从属。
Therefore, John the Baptist mentioned the direction to them is he, that means Jesus must become greater and I must become less.
所以约翰跟他的门徒说，他必兴旺，我必衰微。
He, Jesus, if he become more and more, that means you can really hold something real.
如果耶稣变得越来越大，你就越来越小。
Okay. One of my good friends, he was so happy about his eldest son. 我有一个朋友，他对他自己的大儿子非常的满意。And he told me that this son is my idol. With him, I need nothing else.
他说他这个儿子是他的偶像，他有了这个儿子，他什么都不需要了。
She invested so much upon this eldest son.
他在他这个儿子身上投资了非常多。
When she was young, when the son was young, he took him all over the world.
他儿子很小的时候，他带他去全世界去看。
He took him to see all the fantastic architecture.
他带他到全世界去看那些很伟大的建筑。
Because he is an architect.
因为他自己是一个建筑师。
And at that time, I told him that because when he said, "My son is my idol," because that word "idol" is not very good for Christian.
他当他说他儿子是他的偶像的时候呢，就知道他这个其实这个偶像呢，对基督徒来讲不是一个很好的名词。
I kind of waved the flag, say you should not mention about that word.
所以他，他当时跟他讲说，你不应该用那个字。
And I brought the gospel to him and hopefully the family.
我把福音传给他。
And he reject, and he told me that I got my own religion.
他当时并不接受，他跟我说。我有我自己的信仰。
And when his eldest son got to 7 years old,
他儿子七岁的时候，
one day, just one accident, the son died.
有一天，一宗意外事件，他儿子去世了。
And he got his own religion, but he started seeking for a church for the funeral.
他有他自己的宗教，但是他到教堂去来举办这他这个丧礼。
Why you pick up church? Because you said you got your own religion.
他为什么要到教堂呢？他有他自己的宗教。
Must be the church got something from above.
那是因为教堂，一定是教堂有跟属天有他的连接的关系。
Verse 31 says, The one who comes from above is above all. The one who is from the earth belongs to the earth and speak as one from the earth. The one who comes from heaven is above all.
从天下来的是在万有之上，从地上来的是属乎地，他所说的也是属乎地，从天上来的是在万有之上。
This is an absolute division. Above, from heaven, and the earth, they are totally different.
这从天上来的属天的，跟地上来的属地的是完全不一样的。
When we were pushed to the edge, to the corner, then we may have a chance to verify whether this whatever.We hold is coming from above or from earth.
当你退无所退的到这种没有地方可以再退的时候，你这可能就会有一些改变，是什么样是从天来的，什么是从地上的。
Because at that very critical moment, only the real thing, only the eternal thing matters.
因为在那个关头的时候，只有真正这个从天上来的，真正那个是 是真实的事才是重要的。
When I started the ministry in Irvine, church gave me a cellular phone.
当我在 Irvine 开始传教的时候呢，教堂给了我一个手机。
And you know, the cellular phone is very, very efficient. Is whoever dialed the number into the phone, there will be a record.
那个手机是非常有用的一个机器，因为不管什么人打电话来呢，那个手机上都有留一个记录。
But because I receive the phone so many, so only I respond for those who ever left a message.
因为我有收到这么多的电话，那也当然有时候我没接到，那当然只有对于那个没有接到电话，他有留言的，我才再打回去。
So my habit is I always delete those say missed phone call, but I always answer those who left message.
所以对于就是有留言的，我会打回去。
So one day, when I turn on my cell phone, I notice there are a bunch of missed phone call.
有一天我把我的手机打开的时候，看到有很多我没有接到的电话。
And pretty much as a habit, I almost ready to delete all the missed phone call.
几乎变成一个习惯了，我把那些没有接到电话，我都想把它那个删除掉。
But there is a leading asked me not to delete.
但是突然有一个感觉让我觉得要不要去删除它。
So I kind of write down each one of all the missed phone call number.
所以那时候我就把这每一个我错失的这个电话通通把它的号码写下来。
Then I start to trace who dialed that phone number.
然后我去找看是谁打的电话。
And then I noticed one number that I couldn't find any resources who dialed that number.
然后我有看到有一个号码呢，我不知道是从哪里打来的。
So that leading asked me to dial that number that unknown to me.
所以那个号码呢，对我来讲，我不知道是什么人打来的。
And once the phone was answered was a lady.
我
一个接到电话的人是一个妇女。Then I introduce myself. I say this is a church. Did you dial this number?
我就打电话给那个号码，然后那个等到那个对方回答的时候，我就说我是教堂这里。那这个你有打这个号码吗
？Then it was silent for a while. All I can hear is a weeping voice.
那当时呢，就一段沉寂以后呢，我听到有一个哭泣的声音。
Then she started to introduce herself. She was a PhD in chemical engineering in UCI.
过了一下呢，她就开始介绍她自己。她是在化工，一个位化工博士，UC 在这个Irvine 加州大学的化工博士。
And she said, "I am in deep distress."
她说我非常的沮丧。
And after I heard of that, I said, "Could I come to see you, even though I do not know you?"
她这样子跟我讲，以后我就问她说，虽然我不认识你，我可不可以来探访你
？I'm a pastor.
我是一个牧师。
Then she gave me her address, and then I visited her.
她把她的地址给我了，我就去探访她。
When she saw me, she said, "You are the angel sent by God."
当她看到我的时候，她说：“你是神派来的天使。”
Her son died right after he graduated from UCLA and started to work a bright future for him.
他的儿子呢 在 UCLA 毕业以后很快就去世了。
And her husband And she only got this one son.
她和她的先生呢，只有这么一个儿子。
And her husband suggested they should find some other way to find another heir.
她的先生呢，建议说他们应该找别的方法，这样他们有一个继承人。
The final solution is the husband tried to find another woman, so hopefully gave the sperm and then come out with a child for their family.
他们先生呢，就有一个这个解决的方法，就是说另外找一个女人嘛，把这个他的精子让再生出来一个小孩。
So he went back to China and found a woman willing to do that.
所以他先生回到中国呢，就找到了这一位女士愿意去这么做。
But they didn't go through we call artificial way conception, but they got live together.
但是他们并没有用那一些其他人造的方法，他们两个住在一起。
So after the loss of her son, now she lost her husband.
所以她不单失掉了她的儿子，也失掉了她的丈夫。
And she told me, almost right before you call me, I already prepared the rope to hang myself.
她和我讲说，就在你打电话给我之前，我已经把绳子准备好了，我准备上吊自杀了。
And because of your phone call, I regard it as a message. Ask me not to do that.
因为你打了这个电话呢，结果我还没有去自杀。
Then I told her that I truly could not help you.
那我跟她讲说，我实在不能帮你的忙。
But I know one person can help you.
但是我知道有一个人可以帮你。
And he is my friend, Jesus.
他就是耶稣。
So she allowed me to introduce very briefly about Jesus.
她就让我去介绍这位耶稣给她。
And Friday night, I called her again, almost a year after that.
几乎一年以后呢。
I called her last Friday.
上星期五我打电话给她。
Because right after I introduced her to Jesus, she opened her heart.And accept the Lord to be her savior.
当我把耶稣介绍给他以后呢，很快他就接受了神做他的救主。
And I introduced her to the nearby church, a Baptist church.
我把他介绍到他住的附近的一个浸信会教会。
So last Friday I asked her, "How are you?"
上星期五我问他说，你最近怎么样？
She said, "I'm okay."
他说我还可以。
Because she got something from above.
因为他现在有从天上来的东西。
Lord, use me as something from above to connect to her.
神用我把属天的东西和他连接在一起。
If she may try many different channels,hopefully to grab something to hang on there so she may continue to live.
从属天上他这个可以因为属天上来的这个东西让他能够有可以去好像抓到这个东西让他能够有力量继续活下去。
Many friends try to give her advice, but those all coming from the earth.
很多朋友给他的这些建议呢但是这些都是从地上来的，是属地的。
Until the last minute, she got something from above.
一直到最后一刻钟呢，她终于从天上的来的东西，她能够掌握住。
She survived, and she can continue for her journey.
她就活下来了，而且可以继续她的这个生命。
How we can pass on so people can really receive from the above?
你怎么样可以从天上接收从天上来的东西呢？
Verse 32 said, Jesus testified to what he has seen and heard, but no one accept his testimony.
32节说，他将所见所闻的见证出来，只是没有人领受他的见证。
Because for us human, we are not able, we are not capable to see or hear eternity.
因为对我们人类来讲，我们没有办法去从天上接收东西来。
But Jesus can.
但是耶稣可以。
He can see and he can hear the eternity.
他可以看得见，他可以听得到这个永恒的事情。
And he bring these what he has seen and heard as a testimony in his own life.
他把他所见的所闻的呢都见证出来。
And if anyone who accept his testimony was certified that God is truthful.
如果你就我们可以领受
Verse 33
这个 verse 33节呢，那领受他见证的就印上印，证明神是真的。
That means we human cannot see eternity, but through his testimony, then we will be able to receive eternity.
因为我们人呢不能够看到永恒的事，但是透过神的见证呢，我们可以看到永恒。
And then you start to realize what he said is true.
这样子呢，你就可以了解到他神讲的是真实的。
So until you really accept or receive or believe what Jesus said, you will never know what is true or not.
一直到你可以领受神的见证呢，你知道那个，你如果不能领受，你就不没有办法认清神是真的。
In verse 34 said, "For the one whom God has sent speaks the words of God, for God gives the Spirit without limit."
三十四节说，神所差来的，他就说神的话，因为神赐圣灵给他是没有限量的。
So whoever receives God's testimony through his word and also through his spirit, that means something coming from above can reach other people.
我们可以听得到从上面来的，那个就是神赐给我们的话。
There was a time years and years ago when I started the ministry in Arizona. And for a certain time, My wife and I went into a very low in the ministry.
好几年前呢，我开始在 Arizona 传教的时候呢，有一段时间，我和我姊妹呢，经过一段相当低潮的时候。
We were discouraged.
我们相当气馁。
At that time, a senior couple came to us.
那个时候呢，有一对老夫妇来见我们。
Because we have received so many negative stuff around us, surrounding us.
因为我们那个在附近呢有很多不同的人。
But when these couples showed up, they invite us to their life, to their home.
当这对老夫妇来了以后呢，他把我们介绍到他们的生活里面。
And they were led by the Spirit.
他们是有圣灵带领。
When we met, actually we did not much.
我们当时呢，其实没有做什么。
Every time we went to their home, they sit there quietly with us.
每次我们去他家的时候，我们只是静静地坐在那里。
And I felt that I have no pressure around me.
当时我觉得好像没有什么欢愉
，pressure，
没有压力。
I can be myself。
我因为没有什么压力，我可以好像很自在。
They accept us as we were。
他们接受我们，就把他们当做把我们当做他们自己人一样接受我们。
No asking question, no criticism.
他不会问我们难的问题，也不会批评我们。
They just accept us.
他们只是接受我们。
And just through those time, somehow I felt I was recovered.
就在那段时间呢，我就感觉到我恢复过来了。
Sometimes too much words actually bring even more pressure.
有时候太多的话呢，反而会带来压力。
But this senior couple, they have received the direction. They just sit with us, and that's the ministry.
那当时呢，这对老夫妇呢，他只是静静的跟我们坐在那里。
And that is something that because they were led.By from above,
那是因为他们是由属天的这个圣灵带领他们。
There is a sister named Cortina.
有一位姊妹叫 Cortina.
When she found that her husband got into an affair,
当她发现她的先生有外遇的时候
，and that woman actually is.Her best friend.
那她先生外遇的对象，实际上当确实实际是她最好的朋友。
She became so hopeless and helpless.
她当时觉得非常的无助。
Because these two persons knew everything about her.
因为这两个人，她的先生还有她最好的朋友。
She felt that she was overwhelmingly controlled by them.
他觉得好像就是因为他们对他的什么事情都知道，好像他们两个可以完全控制他。
She was so scared and afraid.
他非常的惧怕。
And all she can do is kind of hiding in a dark corner and allow the tear to accompany her.
他唯一能做的就是把自己躲藏起来，让他眼泪来这样子来陪伴他。
And he.Couldn't even imagine what the future will be.
他实在没有办法想象将来是什么样子。
One night, she heard the voice quoting Isaiah chapter 40.
有一天晚上呢，他忽然听到一个声音，从这个以赛亚书四十章。
The Lord is the everlasting God.The creator of the ends of the earth, he will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom.
永在的神耶和华，创造地极的主，并不疲乏，也不困倦，他的智慧无法测度。
He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak.
疲乏的，他赐能力。软弱的，他加力量。
Even youth grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall.
就是少年人也要疲乏困倦，强壮了也必全然跌倒。
But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint.
但那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。
So she got the word say, waiting for me, waiting for the Lord.
她就听到了这个话语呢，是说这等我等这个神。
Just right at that very moment, he felt that some strengthcoming from inside of her.
就在那一刹那呢，他觉得他从他的内部有一股力量出来。
Then he started to change her regular life.
就在那时候呢，他就开始改变他的生活。
Instead of crying and self-pity,
而不是只是哭泣自怜，
he started to bring up the thanksgiving heart to the Lord.
他开始呢就以一个感恩的心来向神。
He tried her best to rest in front of the Lord.
她 就尽量的去一心向神。
Because he knew he need to wait for the Lord.
他知道他必须就等待神的来临。
So he continued persistently pray to God.
所以他不断地对神祷告。
And for quite a while, her husband still sneak out to meet that woman.
有一段时间，她的丈夫仍然偷偷地出去会那个情人。
Until one day, when they got out together and drove on the highway.
直到有一天呢，他先生跟他的外遇呢，他在高速公路上开车。
And all of a sudden, there was a police car follow them.
突然呢，有一个警车跟着他们。
Not one, but four police cars chasing after them.
不单是一部警车，有四部警车。
And flash the light, and then also the siren was so noisy.
把他那个警号都闪亮起来，然后那个警铃、警声也在大作。
And the woman was the driver. When she saw all these cars, she became so nervous. Instead of take a break, she stepped on it, and then the car was rushing fast.
当时开车的是她这个女的。 这个女的当时看到有警车跟在后面，突然变得非常的紧张，而不是她想踩刹车，但是却踩到加了油门，油门的车子就加速往前冲。So
the faster the car run, the closer the cops follow her.
她开得越快呢，警车跟得越紧。Finally,
she pulled out to the roadside.
最后呢，她还把车开到路边了。
And all the four police cars surrounded their car.
那他就四部警车的把他包围起来。
And using the searchlight aiming at them.
用那个探照灯照着他们。
And all the policemen came out with gun and rifle point at them.
所有的警察都出来把枪拿出来指着他们。
And use loudspeaker and yell at them.
用那扩音器呢对他们吼叫。
And ask them come out one by one and raise both hands high in the air.
叫他们两个从一个一个的从车里走出来，把双手举起来。
And ask them to walk backward and then ask them to kneel down and then lay down.
叫他们往后走，然后就跪下来。
And then all the cops came up and then put the handcuff on them.
然后警察把他们戴上手铐。
And they were taken away quickly by the police car separately to the police station.
然后警察就把他们用警车把他们带到警察局里去。
And after the preliminary investigation, the police found that they got the wrong target.
当他们做这个调查完了以后呢，他发现他们找错人了。
Because they are pursuing a drug dealer.
因为他在追那个贩毒的人。
And the tip they received got the same model and the same color of the same of the their car.
他们那个得到的线索呢，那个贩毒的人开的跟他们是同样一样模型的车子。
And also mentioned that drug dealer got his mistress in the car.
所以当时那个线索也是说，那个贩毒的人他有他的那个。
Well, after that ordeal, that woman was so overwhelmed, scared, and unexpected the experience that she received.
在那一次经验以后呢，她这个女的呢，她非常的惊吓。
Of course, we knew that people with immoral act, sometimes she would thought something, a divine intervention came to her.
当我们知道有人有做不道德的事的时候，这个有一些圣灵的力量会临到他们身上。And
as soon as she got out from the police station, she felt that that sad lady must got some connection in the policeman.
她从警察局出来的时候呢，她当时就觉得。 那个先生的太太可能跟警察局有什么特别的关系。
That lady, she did not do anything except waiting on the Lord.
那个当这个他这个先生的太太呢，他实际上他什么事也没做，只是在等神的降临。
It doesn't matter whether FBI made a mistake.
不管是这个联邦调查局找错人了也好
，But the one from above never make a mistake.
但是天上的神从来不会找错人。
Because this woman, she got something from above.
因为这个女的呢，她从天上得到了圣灵。
Because that adulterer, she dare not even think about going out with her husband again.
因为那个她先生的女朋友呢，以后再也不敢跟她先生出去了。
See, if you receive something from above, truly can make things quite differently.
你如果真正从天上得到圣灵的话，你可以。会有很大的不同。
Therefore, we look back what John the Baptist said.
当我们回去看这个施洗约翰所说的
，the testimony Jesus bring it up to us, they are very important.
他说神的见证是非常的重要。
And Jesus' testimony is His word.
神的见耶稣的见证呢，就是他的话语。
That is Bible.
那就是圣经。
And also mentioned here is God gave him the Spirit is without limit.
而且说神给了他是圣灵，
没有限制的。
圣灵是无限量。
Without limit, that means God is so much eager to give to us.
那神要赐给我们。是神实质上是非常极度的想要 赐给我们
，because he created us，
因为他创造了我们
，he knew that we need that，
他知道我们需要他
，so he eager to give to us，
所以他渴望的把这个圣灵赐给我们。
Try to imagine that if every day you receive his testimony， you receive his word， you receive his spirit，
你。你想想看，如果我们每天都接受到他的圣灵、他的话语
，then our life can be quite different.
那我们的生活就会完全不一样。
Maybe we run into certain situation now. The most important thing is whether I ever receive anything from above for these circumstances.
不论我们在什么样的状况之下，最重要的是我们是不是有收到属天来的圣灵。
If God is so much willing to give to us, then there shall not be any obstacle.
如果神这么渴望的要赐给我们，我们不应该要有任何的这个困惑。
Let's pray.
那我们祷告。